Listening is hard. Often our own internal monologue is going, forming ideas and thoughts as we attempt to pay attention. Like Dave spoke about in his reflection, his supervisors struggling to hear the challenges and needs coming their way even as he spoke them. That stop motion animated video based on the poem Things to Do in the Belly of the Whale came across my phone screen on Wednesday as election results continued to sit in limbo. My own anxiety was and continues to be high. I'm not proud of it, but my instinct is to run away like the biblical character of Jonah, to run from God who says, go and speak the truth of goodness and justice to a troubled nation. And I think, like Jonah, me? Are you kidding? No thanks. I'll just get on a boat and run away. Now, if you remember that story, a storm rises up and Jonah's boatmates know that he is the reason the storm has come, so they toss him overboard. To save him, God sends a whale to swallow Jonah whole. Now, between the time of being swallowed and the time of being spit back out on the beach, where he learned not to run away from truth and justice, I wonder what Jonah did. If Dan Albergati's poem has any truth, here are a few ideas for Jonah and for us as we wait or as we move forward into whatever comes next in our country and in our world. He writes, call old friends and listen for echoes of distant voices. Try to be very quiet and listen for the sound of gears and moving water. Listen for the sound of your heart. Listen. Listen deeply to your friends, to the world, to your own heart. And I would add, listen to those who are closest to the hurt and the worry. Hear their voices. People of color, Indigenous folks, queer and transgender people, immigrants, those with disabilities. Hear their voices. Honor and amplify them over and over. Take time, my friends, in the coming hours, days, weeks, and years to listen. Listen. In a moment, we will practice listening with Layla and Brian Pirtle, who both work at Lawrence University and are deep listening practitioners. We are so grateful to Layla and to Brian for offering us this gift of practice. So join me in settling in for listening.